Okay, this is Radio Catskill. We are your community radio station, and you've been hearing about the census on the airwaves, both from the national news and from the local and regional news. We've been talking to Sullivan County officials about the census. We're talking to Wayne County officials about the census. And right now we're talking with somebody who's advising the New York Counts 2020 initiative. And from what I hear, somebody who's been, this is their fifth census that they're part of. This is Jeffrey Weiss, adjunct professor, senior fellow at the New York Law School and senior advisor at New York Counts 2020. Jeffrey Weiss, thank you so much.
With you this afternoon.
We're glad to have you. Is that accurate? Is this really your fifth census?
Yeah, it is. I started out as a Washington, D.C. liaison for the New York State Assembly back in the late 1970s, and the Democrats first took the majority in the Assembly in 1974, and lo and behold, the Democrats were never involved in the census or redistricting before, so I was sent out to the Census Bureau to find out what it was all about, and I'm still doing it.
Have you learned anything yet?
This is a building block of our democracy, and it's just a niche in American politics and government that I seem to have found myself in. So I do enjoy it, but it's important that we count people in the census. It's important that people participate in government and everything. So much is based on census data, accurate data.
I think let's start there, because as you say, you describe it. When I say, what have you learned in all these years, you say that it's a cornerstone of our democracy. And it's something that you hear like, well, you know, the census, it's in the founding documents. It's there. It's part of the Constitution. It's what we're supposed to do. But, you know, just to say that not only is it foundationally part of what we're supposed to be doing because it's there in the document, but to say that it's an actual functional cornerstone, what makes it that? Why is it a cornerstone of
democracy? Well, the U.S. Constitution, right there in Article 1, Section 2, says that there shall be a census so that the federal government can divide up congressional districts among the states. So the census serves as the basis for legislative power nationally. And over the course of the last 200-plus years, the census data is also used to distribute billions, trillions of dollars in federal funds to the states and local governments. So whether it's who represents you in Congress, in the Assembly or the Senate, or in county government, city councils, or how much money you get for nutrition programs and hospitals and education and transportation and infrastructure, it all gets down to having good census numbers.
So we're going to talk in a moment about how different this census is, but the other censuses that you've seen up until now, how close were they to being able to accomplish what you just described?
Well, New York State, unfortunately, has always suffered what we call an undercount. Thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people are missed in the census, primarily people of color, people both in rural and urban areas, renters, seniors, children under five. There are tremendous numbers of what we call hard to count populations. So we've never quite achieved the full complete goal, but we have to make every effort to do the best we can.
Well, I would say, I mean, obviously you would, that's missing funds there, that means that there's holes in the democracy, that there's a negative to that. But I just want to observe that, in many ways, what you described is very much like our relationship as a citizenry with democracy and the functioning of our government anyway, that it's never been perfect, and we're always striving towards that idea of perfection.
It's not perfect, but it's shame on us if we don't take 10 minutes to answer 10 questions, which is really what the census takes to complete. We don't get a second chance to do this for another 10 years. And, you know, New York sends much more of our taxpayer dollars to Washington than we get back, and it's time to begin reversing that process. New York has been losing representation in Washington. We had 45 members of Congress going back to World War II. We're now down to 27 members, the same number of Congress members we elected in the 1820s.
Wow.
So, you know, to call us the Empire State means something, and we've got to be held up to that standard.
And you're saying this, of course, on a day when New York's governor was in Washington making that case that New York gives an awful lot to Washington.
Well, he's the best fighter we've got right now, and he's certainly become a national leader since the pandemic hit. So we've got a lot going for us. If anyone can do it, he's in the right place.
Okay, so you're telling us that New York has a chronic undercount. Okay, but now here we are in a census year that was already on shaky ground in terms of some aspects of the rollout, the citizenship question and threat thereof and delays that was already causing in the system. And then, lo and behold, it's time for census and we're in the middle of a pandemic. So what makes this year different from all others and how's it going?
Aside from the pandemic, which really put a halt on all of the Census Bureau's people-to-people activities, we were planning on the first high-tech census. Every census since 1790 has been taken with pen, pencil, and paper. Fill out the form, send it back, or answer and knock at your door. Beginning this year, we've had the opportunity to go online via the Internet, use the telephone, or use the old-fashioned paper questionnaire methodology, but we're in a cyber age with more threats to our security, more distrust of government. You're right that the Trump administration's effort to add a citizenship question put a chilling factor in a lot of fear with a lot of people that simply did not want to respond to anything from the government.
And so it sounds to me like you're highlighting an irony here, which is if this is the fact that this is a first electronic census and that there could be associated problems with that, yet it should mean it's easier than ever to get the census done.
It should be, but as I mentioned, the citizenship question put a chill into the process. The pandemic has taken people's attention elsewhere to basically personal and economic self-survival, despite the fact that New York would have been much better off in terms of availability of doctors, hospitals, nurses, medical supplies, had we had better census data to show a truer reflection of our population. So we do ask people, despite everything else going on in our lives now, please respond to the census. It's a tough time, but we're hoping things will get better, and a strong census count can help achieve that goal.
So I don't know if you got to look at some of the numbers for the counties in our region before we called you today.
But I have taken a look.
So where does Sullivan County stand
in the ranks?
Sullivan
County, as of this afternoon, has a 27.4% household response rate. That is the lowest in New York State for counties where census questionnaires were sent out. Now, I'll caveat that by saying that about a quarter of the county has not yet received census invitation letters to participate because the Census Bureau had planned to drop off questionnaires to about a third of to almost a half of the county's households about a month ago. That's all put on hold, and so many of your listeners may never have even heard from the Census Bureau yet. The Census Bureau hopes to be able to get those questionnaires dropped off at households beginning shortly after the governor lifts the pause in the Hudson Valley.
Oh my goodness! So you're saying that was like roughly a quarter for the county that has not received that yet. So that wasn't something that's being mailed. Is that what the door knockers are going to be doing? This is going to be brought by
the door knockers are going to go house to house, conditions permitting, beginning in late August. I mean, August will be a time when you'll probably have many people with their second homes in the Catskills. None of those households have responded to the census yet. And it's important, even if those people live elsewhere, that everybody responds because even counting the households is important for socioeconomic and business planning purposes.
That was something that we heard few weeks ago and we're reporting on air, and it was a surprise to me to hear that people should report for both residences.
They should, and it's on the census form. It'll ask you within the 10 questions, do you also maintain another home elsewhere? And under the census counting rules, if let's say you live in Westchester County and you have a second home in Sullivan County, then you would respond to the census from Westchester, but you would also respond from Sullivan, indicating you spend most of your time in Westchester, and the Census Bureau has a way of cross-checking, but without the response from Sullivan County, there'll be a, you know, a shortfall of, in terms of knowing how many housing units there are. That's an important factor, you know, for planning purposes.
Okay, so in a state that chronically underreports, Sullivan County is currently near the bottom in terms of reporting. How are we comparing to some of the surrounding counties?
Well, the Catskills in general has a low reporting range. Orange County is pretty much just over the 50% mark, but in Ulster, in Delaware, you have most of their communities reporting still under 50%, and in Pennsylvania, over in Wayne County, areas like Honesdale, Cherry Ridge, they're reporting slightly over 50% of the households responding, although the communities that adjoin Delaware and Sullivan counties in New York are still coming in pretty low, as are the numbers in Pike County in Pennsylvania.
Is there typically a rural urban-rural divide like this, that there's worse reporting from more rural areas?
Not always, although the challenge in New York, especially in the Catskills and in the North Country and the Adirondack area, is you have so many second homes, complicated by the Census Bureau's plan to drop off the paper questionnaires and to not have sent the mailings inviting people to participate, respond by internet or telephone. So that's a totally unanticipated consequence that's harming New York right now, particularly the Sullivan County Catskills area and the North Country.
Mr. Weiss, we've got just 1 minute left. Can you tell us, as a veteran of the census, that you've seen so many censuses, what do you want folks to know right now?
That now more than ever take 10 minutes to answer 10 questions, because so much depends on it. We don't get a second chance. 2020 is the census year. 2020 is when we all have the civic obligation and duty to respond to the census to make sure that the Catskills count, that New York counts, that we all count.
Okay, and I'll let people know that the website for the census was just in for, there it is, 2020census.gov. And people can also call if they're not online. They can call 844-330-2020. That's 844-330-2020 or census.gov online. Jeffrey Weiss, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, you're welcome. A pleasure to join you this afternoon. Be well.
All right, and good luck. Thank you.
Okay, goodbye.
Again, that was Jeffrey Weiss. He's the adjunct professor, senior fellow at New York Law School. He's also senior advisor at New York Counts 2020. Talking about the census. And you heard it there. Some of the takeaways from that. New York chronically underreports. Sullivan County is currently at the bottom of the reporting in New York State. Wayne County is doing a little bit better. We'll keep you updated on the census. This is Radio Catskill. We are your community radio station, and that's a wrap on hour two of All Things Considered.